This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Mitt Romney is scheduled to accept the GOP nomination for president tonight. It'll be the capstone for this week's Republican National Convention in Tampa, Florida. Which brings us to our coverage of the real economy, a look at the issues that matter most to voters this year. We sent Marketplace's David Gura on a road trip down Interstate 4 in Florida, and he sent this report from the coastal town of New Smyrna Beach.
This is a really charming town, kind of old Florida. There's a busy historic district around Canal Street with small shops and restaurants.
Geographically, I don't think it's grown a lot because we're bounded by the ocean on the east.
I meet Joan Westherin at the New Smyrna Museum of History. She's a lifelong Republican who moved here in 1968.
Most of us, if you've come from some other part of the United States and you love this community, you'd want to keep it compact. And that's really what the city has done.
That's been good news for Roger Kincaid. He sold real estate here for a decade. And he says the market is turning around. Sales are up 8% this year.
Probably 3 out of 5 deals I do right now are cash. And if the banks would just loosen up and let people take advantage of that low interest rate, it would be a great time.
Joan Westherin told me that one reason she thinks the community has done okay is there are a lot of retirees like her living here on fixed incomes. But if you're not retired, this place is different. Farther up Canal Street, I meet Joy Triballo. She grew up in New Smyrna Beach and moved back here 2 years ago. She trained to be a child life specialist at Johns Hopkins, but she says there isn't much demand for that type of work here.
You know, I have lots of degrees and have done lots of different things, but choose to stay in this area to help care for my mom, who's elderly and not well.
So Triballo works as a receptionist. She answers the phone for a financial advisor on Canal Street. The work's not bad, she tells me. She likes her boss and the customers.
You know, I just immediately started doing whatever I could find just to generate money. But, you know, it's a low-paying job. It's nothing near what you need to survive financially.
The economy weighs heavily on her mind ahead of the election. And Triballo says President Obama has had his chance to turn things around.
I think we do not have the jobs that we need. I think our economy has just kind of gone down the tube. Not saying it's all his fault, but I do not think he has the honest leadership and the guts to do what's right.
Triballo didn't vote for President Obama in 2008, and she says she's not going to vote for him this November. The current administration, she tells me, has failed. In New Smyrna Beach, Florida, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.